You want to give your kids a strong start in life. And, of course, becoming good at math begins long before a child enters school. So this topic and more of being a math person is at the forefront for our conversation when it comes to this particular segment that we share on a monthly basis. Let me introduce our special guest today, Madonna Princer, Executive Director, Head Start for Kent County. You have a big job. Good morning to you, Madonna.
Good morning.
Christina Pocklington, Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County, parent representative and early childhood teacher. So good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
And your little one is where as we speak?
He is at daycare.
Yes. And you are soon to be probably teaching?
I'm teaching this afternoon at the Village.
Nice. Madonna, how do you spend your day?
Helping our program and our staff to ensure that we are meeting the needs of the children and families, and being an advocate for children at in our community at a state level and a national level.
Great. Our focus today a little bit on math as we continue this segment we call By Leaps and Bounds. So I want to put the conversation on the concept of count, C-O-U-N-T. Christina, what's count?
So the success basics are activities we can easily incorporate into our everyday activities with our children. The count success basic includes the foundation stones of math skills, such as counting, comparing quantities or sizes, or grouping similar items together. One way that my family and I have integrated math concepts into one of our daily routines is through narrating and questioning at the grocery store. My son Riley absolutely loves comparing cantaloupes to various things all around the grocery store.
Do you usually buy the cantaloupe?
Yes, it's in the cart, and he pats it next to him. Some of the questions we ask are, do you want to buy two oranges or three oranges today? Which fruit is bigger? Do you see something that's round? Are there veggies in our cart that are green? Can you point to something that's a circle? And my son is also obsessed with babies right now. So whenever we're out, how many babies do you see? I see mommy's carrying two babies.
So this is part of the success basic where you're counting, grouping, and comparing.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And then one of the other things we do for counting is what I lovingly call our waiting song. It's the Twinkle Twinkle tune, but instead of saying twinkle twinkle, it's using numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've used that for potty training. We've used that for weaning. I sang it very slowly in the beginning, and then I got faster and faster and faster. And by the time we were done, it was about a 10-second song, and then he was completely weaned. And it's very helpful for waiting in line.
Yes. They're like, that lady's singing Twinkle Twinkle over and over again. What's up with her? Well, she knows what it's all about when it comes to this count concept. Thank you for that, Christina. Madonna, how is Head Start for Kent County engaging and partnering with parents? And obviously we'll expand to the Great Start Collaborative and the Success Basics.
Sure. So parent engagement is a cornerstone of Head Start, and we believe and encourage parents to take an active role in their child's education and learning at home, but also as a valued decision maker at our program level. So Head Start begins partnering with those parents from day one all the way through each of the steps, including a decision-making role where we encourage parents to be part of our policy council, be on committees and work groups, including things like the Great Start Collaborative and the Parent Coalition, where we have Head Start parent representatives that are members alongside other community members and our staff from Head Start. We believe that our parents are the first and most important teacher, and we want to make sure that the learning that's happening while their children are in our preschool program or during our home visits with our infant toddler program, that gets extended throughout the rest of the week. You know, there's 168 hours in a week, and at Head Start, we're lucky to have, children with us for 28 hours in our preschool program and 90 minutes in our home visiting. So the impact on learning is from the parent. And from us partnering with our parents. And so when Success Basics was first launched, it really resonated with our program and what we do there. It was a natural fit to our mission in empowering parents. So we, as part of our partnership with the Great Start and with the Success Basics, was how do we weave this throughout every aspect of our programming, from our partnership building, which is where we do individual goal setting with families and linking that to each of the basics, mm-hmm. to what our teachers are doing, and then when they're talking about the at-home connection and linking it back to success basics. And that way, you know, we may have families for a year with us, or we may have families for 5 years with us, depending on when they enter our program. Mm-hmm. But when they leave us, then the great thing about the Success Basic material is it goes too, right? It can continue, and it's throughout the community, and it's embedded perhaps with their next placement, and so it feels familiar, and it helps parents hopefully to still to see their important role in the next steps even beyond us.
Bottom line, work that does benefit children and families. Thank you, Madonna. Back to you, Christina. Again, I introduced you in addition to an educator, a parent liaison. Let's talk more about what the Great Start Parent Coalition learning about the importance of the success basics, specifically about count.
So as part of the Great Start Parent Collaborative, we focus on the fact that parents are the children's first and best teacher, and we're focusing on empowering parents to be confident teachers and informed advocates. Mm-hmm. That can look as reflected in our monthly meetings that are on different topics. We even had WGVU come in and show us all the wonderful resources that PBS Kids have to offer. They talked about social-emotional skills with Daniel Tiger, and the social-emotional skills are one of the biggest predictors of school success. And there's wonderful math resources on the app and on the website. If you go to WGVU and look up Success Basics, particularly with count, you'll find super helpful resources on that site. And as a part of count and learning about the importance of math, it turns out that 70% of children who start preschool in our area are not prepared with the basic pre-numeracy skills that they need to be successful in both preschool and kindergarten. That leaves those poor kiddos with a lot of catch-up to do in preschool and in kindergarten. So we've realized that parents need more support and encouragement on how to incorporate math into their daily routines and activities.
Well, can't babies even do simple math, such as what? Noticing, and I'm taking this from my notes, noticing amounts and patterns, mm-hmm. and like you say, playing at the, in the grocery store.
Yeah, kids at daycare, playgrounds, they definitely realize when someone has more than they do, they can definitely count.
Starts that early, doesn't it?
Almost at birth.
Anything else on that topic, Christina?
I think we've covered it.
Then a question for both of you, and I'll start with you, Christina, professional also, not only a mom, but you're in the field of early childhood. What insight advice do you give to parents? Give me a strategy, a challenge, an insight for overcoming these challenges.
Improve your moments. Improve those waiting times where it's so tempting to hand your child a smartphone. You can play I spy a circle. Where do you see a circle? And if they don't answer, give them about 5-10 seconds and then point it out. Explain I see a green circle over there. As I've already mentioned, the waiting song is super powerful. Riley can already count to 12 and he's only 2.5, which I have to say I credit that waiting song with that. One of the other rules that I swear by as an early childhood educator is the one-up rule when it comes to helping children learn how to talk. So if they say, I see truck, you add one more word. I see big truck, which is a math concept. If they say, I see big truck, you say, I see big red truck, or I see big rectangular truck. Or if he says, I see babies, I see 3 babies. And finally, don't hesitate to get help if you feel like you need it. Kent County is resource rich with fabulous museums and knowledgeable and helpful librarians. There's also a wonderful organization called Early On. Riley and I have been working with them since he was 9 months old, and their support has been invaluable.
Great. Thank you for that. Christina, same question to you. You're a professional, obviously, in the field of early childhood. What's a piece of advice here?
Well, first of all, I think it's never too early, and it's also never too late to begin working on everyday learning within your routines. And, you know, I would also go back to what Christine was saying, is it's okay to ask questions. Ask questions of your child's home visitor if you're working with a home visitor, your preschool teacher, your pediatrician, you know, even the library staff around, you know, what can you do or what ideas do they have or what resources do they have. You know, there are many resources available, and parents are not alone. You know, Success Basics effort strives to make what children need to know common knowledge and easily accessible to parents across our community. And I know Christine already mentioned that nearly 70% of children in Kent County enter preschool programs with limited pre-numeracy skills. And early focus on this is super important because, you know, we want to see children move beyond proficiency to be accelerating when they're entering their next phase of their education. And this is certainly possible when we are partnering with parents and making sure that there, you know, is plenty of tools out there and easily understandable to what is it that we can do in everyday routines with children.
Yes, what's expected in the year two of Success Basics, Christina?
We will continue to empower parents to be confident and successful advocates and implementers of the Success Basics. In order to do that, we're rolling out a three-part parent empowerment model called the Kent County Way. It's focused on literacy and meaningful language experiences. There'll be digital literacy tips and tools sent straight to your smartphone. I'm also helping get together a monthly newsletter that's each month is focused on a different basic. There'll be literacy tips and tricks. There'll be an author focused, and we're hoping for One Book, One Child to be rolling out pretty soon, and that book will be The Gruffalo by Julia Donaldson. It's one of my favorite books. It's also a great movie, too. And we'll be sending out tips to incorporate with The Gruffalo. And we'll also be encouraging the community to get more involved with our libraries and museums.
Nice.
I know we've got a lot of librarians that are super important in my son's life. And our goal is to reach 20,000 of the 44,500 kids in Kent County.
Got them all counted. And you've got all the hours in the week counted as well. Quick resource for me.
SuccessStartsEarly.org on Facebook, Kent County Success Basics, and the Great Start Parent Coalition, or just Google Success Basics and WGVU.
Madonna?
Well, Head Start for Kent County's website, which will link you back to the Success Basics as well as the Great Start Collaborative. That's one of the great things about this community effort is we're the attempt of no wrong door.
Thank you. Our segment we call By Leaps and Bounds. Thanks to our guests in studio, Executive Director, Head Start for Kent County, Madonna Prinzer, and Christina Pocklington, Parent Rep, Great Start Parent Coalition, Early Childhood Teacher.